Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 family. This is your host, Mama Seven, and I am so glad to be coming to you at this time of the day on Wednesday. That means we have dodged all of the little things that are going on. That means we're about to get back into our normal routine. But today, very important that we spend the day focusing on our spiritual development, focusing on our shrine duties, you know, monitoring our thoughts, our prayers, you know, just getting ourselves together. And, you know, this is a spiritual organization. It is a spiritual show. But even if you don't fall into either one of those categories, Wednesdays can be so difficult with life. You know, one thing about the program, the purpose of the program is to talk about spiritual tools to help us manage this life. Spiritual methods to help us manage where we are, okay? And sometimes we're in good places, sometimes we're not. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to having this very real, chances are very raw conversation about managing through the difficulties. We got to talk about it, family, because no matter what, the sun's shining today, right now, still hasn't gone down. But no matter what our day was like today, we're not promised to have the same day tomorrow. So we have to work on ourselves. We have to work on creating that positivity. We have to talk on what we do when, you know, maybe we're not feeling that positive. So this is a great opportunity for us to do that, okay? Last week's show, very important. So much has happened between last week and this week. We could have a show on that just alone. Last week's show, we were talking about water. The essential essence of water, and it was a wonderful show. We had an opportunity to kind of speak about, you know, how ancient that water is and how sacred it is in different ways, different methods on handling this sacred water. So it was absolutely wonderful. I loved the program. We had some very wonderful callers call in and just share kind of like their spiritual experiences with water. And that's always, it's always very interesting to find out the spiritual experiences. I know, and that was Wednesday. Saturday, we went to the water, and we had our baptisms, our annual baptisms, our annual cleansings, our chance to rededicate ourselves, and to get on point, back on schedule, because this world will take us off task. It will take the best of us off task. So don't worry about being off task. Let's just spend the time and energy getting back to where we belong, okay? So as we were in the water, baptism, oh, it was absolutely beautiful. They called for rain all weekend. Not one drop fell on our precious heads. we were at a perfect location, had all the privacy in the middle of everything that we wanted. There were 40 people, 40, that's such a huge number. You know, now that I have begun to recover, I'm like, really 40 people? The youngest being about 10 months. How honored I felt to be offering prayers over this young head. How honored I felt when it came to introducing and helping this little spirit and his family create positivity and cleansing at such a young age. How honored I felt to be that person. And so starting at 10, 11 months, on up, and there was so much release and renewal, and it was just amazing. It was absolutely amazing. So even as we're talking about managing through difficult times, this renewal, that's a wonderful way to get yourself a schedule for managing through difficulties. Treat yourself. Be kind to yourself. Offer yourself the opportunity to do something so impactful for your spirit. And it was truly, truly impactful. I think everyone walked away with something. Now, what that, if that something was what they expected, how they expected, I don't know always where the lessons are. It's not my job to interpret other people's lessons. And I never tried to. Because, we'll see the same movie. I'll see a comedy. You'll see a tragedy. It's fine. That water was so fantastic that I really, really encourage people, if you ever have the opportunity to be part of a water ritual, that you do it. Because it's that fantastic. And out of the 40 people that were there, if anyone would like to share, just how they felt, where they were, what the breakthrough was, I'd love to hear it. We would love to hear it, because those are the things that help to encourage us on our individual paths, okay? So just something to think about as we're moving forward in this understanding of life, okay, and understanding the blessings that are for us. When we came back, I was like, okay, how do we keep this going? How do we keep all this positivity going? Because, everything that was coming for us, coming for everyone, it was so positive. I was like, how do we continue this in our life? And then this topic came up. And I'm going to bring on my dear sister Faith. She's going to be co-hosting with us. She's going to let us know, hey, this is what it is. This is what it's not. This is what I've tried. Okay, but really, let's get into these difficulties, because we have to understand sometimes it's not anything that you've done. Sometimes it's just a matter of this is the test. When we're in grade school and we have to take our final exams, it's not that you've done anything wrong. It's just time to take this test. So don't take it personally and get offended by it. Let's find some great study techniques so we can ace the test. And we are tested all the time. All of our religious groups, spiritual books, scrolls, apatakis, hadiths, all of these are for us to learn how to handle things that come up. So we can go through that. Those tests, those ways of managing, they didn't stop. The tests that we're given as humans, God didn't all of a sudden say, we're not testing any more humans. They're just not documented like that. So understand, we are still being tested on some high-level spiritual challenges, and we may not even know it. But I'm going to bring on my dear sister Faith. Let me see if I can grab her on this phone line and get her to come in and just talk about a little bit about how this topic came about. I thought it was definitely a worthwhile topic. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Greetings, family. All ears that hear my voice.
How are you?
I am well. All is well with my soul.
Amen. I don't know if you can ask for more than that, okay? That's a great answer. All is well with the soul. All right. How did this topic come about? I know we kind of went back and forth for half a second. Then I was like, hey, I hear something. So how did this topic come about?
So this topic came about because this morning, I got into this place where I was in my feelings. And we know that feelings are constantly changing. So I don't normally really care about feelings. Mama Seven, if you ever spend any time with her, she doesn't care about feelings. But I was dealing with my feelings, and I was like, where is this coming from? Mm-hmm. What is this? why is this? I don't have the answer immediately. And so I'm grateful for the age, because 20 years ago, I didn't know how to deal with feelings, and I would have feelings all day. But understanding that I can't embrace these feelings and hold on to them, that I have to release them so that the new feeling can take place.
Amen.
Is how I was able to get through it. But we started talking about what are we going to talk about this evening? And I was like, I have nothing. I'm in my feelings. I have nothing, you know. And being that I've learned over the years that anytime you have a really, really wonderful and beautiful spiritual high experience, waiting on the other side is your test. When we go up those mountains and we get to the mountaintop and we get to be in the presence of spirit, and it's beautiful there. It's peaceful there. There's nothing that can bother you there. But when you got to come back down the mountain into the valley where the work is at, it's kind of hard to do, because it's easier to stay with spirit where everything is perfect. And coming back into the mountain, coming back down off the mountain into the valley, we have to deal with every distraction. We have to deal with people, humans, and we have to deal with other people's feelings. And all of those little things that's in between, work, money, those are things that we have to deal with in the valley, unlike when we're on the mountain. When we're on the mountain, it's peaceful, and I don't care about money, and I don't care, you know, nobody's feelings is in the midst of getting hurt or chopped down, and I don't think about precision of language as much, because I'm in the presence of God, so I'm going to be precise with my words. And so coming down, and it really, it's taken me all these days to come down from my spiritual high to realize that, oh my goodness, I gotta deal with
with life.
I gotta deal with life. I gotta deal with people. I gotta deal with myself. You know, I have to deal with everything. And so I think when we talk about the difficulties of that, mm-hmm. as a young woman, I would get in my feelings. I know I'm talking a lot. I'm sorry. As a young woman, I would get in my feelings, and I would run away and hide. And I just hide from everybody because I'm in my feelings. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to deal. Or if I didn't run, I was volatile. So you didn't know what you were going to get. And I wasn't precise with language. I was actually very sharp. My tongue, my sword was double-edged and will make you bleed. And so I've had to learn these tools to deal with feelings, putting them to the side so that I can go through to do what I have been called to do. And so in the process, I was thinking about, you know, first I learned to identify the feeling. Is it sadness? Is it depression? Is it anger? Who are you mad at, if it is? Who are you angry with? Not mad. Are you mad? You know, because that's a whole different emotion.
It is. Yes.
And, you know, are you lonely? What is the feeling? And so once I'm able to identify, is it everything and nothing? Because sometimes it could be everything and nothing. Just knowing that you have so much to do is bothering you, but it's not really a problem. It's just you're in your feelings over it. And so in the everything and nothing, I had to learn how to first identify it. We have to identify what we're dealing with. then we can move forward. Once we, especially once we identify it, then we can address it. And so if it's, let's say, sadness, what are you really sad about? There's some really valid reason to be sad. I'm sad because I lost a loved one. I'm sad because I really wanted this promotion and I didn't get it. I'm sad because my boo didn't come through tonight. He's not coming home. He has to work over. You know, I could be sad for a number of reasons. But is it, how long is that sadness going to last? Is the real question.
Mm-hmm.
Will you stay in that place until it becomes despair? Will you stay in that place until it becomes depression? Will you stay in that place until you feel hopeless? Or is it just sad? I'm sad that it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, and I can move on. Mm-hmm. And so as I've been learning to deal with what, identifying and then dealing with it, I can move. I can pick myself up and move on. So the question is, what do you use to pick yourself up with? Well, everybody knows I like to talk to. Go ahead.
Before you even get into what we're going to use to pick ourselves up, we really got to talk just half another second about those things that get us down, okay? I love what you said. The sadness, that's one. I have done, you know, I do a number of readings, and even in the readings, I'm like, this time, this COVID season is actually causing hard feelings and anxiety and uncertainty and confusion to the point that it is depressing people. It is creating difficulties. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, difficulties are, we got between COVID, the isolation, the lack of human touch, which is not healthy for us. The lack of I usually enjoy going to the store, but everyone's wearing these masks now, and I can't see faces. And so I'm in the South with an F, you know, I'm in the South. And you smile at everybody, kind of nod, and I don't get to see my smiles anymore. And I'm like, ugh, this is just not working for me. I'm not able to make connections with people because they're covering up with this mask. We're staying so far away from each other. You know, no one's taking a moment just to, you know, ask how you're doing, the kids are doing, the grandkids are doing. And so we're in an unhealthy situation right here. And it's creating, is going on constantly. It's like getting worse as we're going forward. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, what are we really going to do about these hard feelings that we're feeling? You know, every relationship is strained at this moment. Either you're strained because you're isolating with that person, or you're isolating without that person. You know, I don't get to see our coworkers. You know, every now and again, it's nice to see coworkers, ask them how their weekend was and everything else like that. And so there's really a lot of hardship going on right now. And Spirit told us back last year, plan, prepare, be there for each other, develop your networking, you know, develop your emergency plan. We've known that this situation is coming, and we knew it was going to be bad. I was not expecting this pandemic, but, you know, we knew it was going to be difficult for people, and it's proving to be difficult. So we got to talk about, what can we do? What tools do we need in our toolbox? You know, one thing I saw that I really, really thought was a great idea is the new little one, Aza, was like, hey, look, this person, check out this show, check out this program. Just linking people to other A Wonderful Approach shows so that they can get a chance to hear something possibly uplifting, some encouragement and everything. You know, we have to, if we can't reach out and hug people, and we can't reach out and touch people, at least allow your words to be kind and to start to intentionally spread that peace to others, even just through your words.
Yeah.
So, Sister Faith, I know I interrupted you about to give us some more tools, but I just wanted to share with people, it's not always a situation that occurred that created this. It can just be the environment that we're in right now. All over, you know, the world, you know, that this isn't even a North America thing. This is not even a, you know, a USA thing. This is a all over the world. So, you know, understand that we're all going through a bit of pieces of adjusting to this new environment that is very difficult.
True. As you know, I think about it when you talk about coworkers, and I haven't missed my supervisor very much until when I came back. I was excited because usually I would come back from a retreat and she's like, "How was your weekend?" And I'm excited to tell her, "Oh my goodness, you know, this, it was beautiful." And this week I realized, dang, I really miss this little lady who gets on my nerves. But
yes,
it's really important, and so we have a thing that we do, and I'll go back to what the next tool is, but we have a thing that we've done because we work remotely, and I can't see my coworkers in our office environment. Once a week, my supervisor has carved out time just so that we can have a Zoom meeting without her being there so that we could be coworkers. You know, it's these little things that we can do to encourage ourselves. And maybe we can't hug each other, and I can't, you know, you can't have your grandbaby come up to the job so we can all meet the new baby or anything like that.
Yeah.
We can each other for a few minutes once a week to say, oh, there goes the other family that I'm missing, because you do become family with your coworkers, whether you want to or not. But what the tool that I use whenever I am, my go-to is, of course, always prayer. But have you ever prayed, and after you prayed, you didn't feel any better? You know? And so I have learned that, okay, I'm still in this feeling and I'm still in this space. Even though I have gone and prayed, and when I go into prayer, serious prayer, especially when it's just me and God, that secret place, I'm there for a long time. But then you realize, okay, so I'm still feeling this feeling. So what else can I do? I also will sit quietly outside. That's no cell phone, not scrolling Facebook, not doing anything, and I listen to nature. It's a form of meditation, just to listen to what the world around me sounds like. What are the animals doing? Why are they so happy? Why are they so peaceful? You know what I mean? I need some of that, so I'm going to sit here until y'all share.
Right.
And if you've never sat quietly outside without any distractions, without the phone, you know, seeing who's saying what on Facebook or Instagram or whatever your vice is, or running your mouth on the phone and you're just being still, you'll find that nature will speak to you.
Right.
You'll consider the bee who's searching for a flower. You'll consider the cat who's lounging in the sun, sunbathing. You'll consider the birds and the song that they sing. And if you're in a place of isolation, like we all are, that can be so relaxing and relieving.
Yes, it can.
Because you're able to exist in the midst of God's creation You know, when you start to see the different trees and you pay attention to the trees and you see how all these different trees grow next to each other. If these trees drop different seeds, how did they know to grow right here? How come they're not all the same? Yeah, I know. These are the type of questions that go on in my head, you know.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
And you consider the leaves on the tree and how certain trees bloom flowers and other trees bloom fruit. And, you know, just the differences that is so beautiful about God's earth that we get to share with nature.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Two of the tools, you know, first prayer, talk to God, you know, call on your ancestors, but then spend time in his creation.
That's
spend time
right.
Enjoying the things that he's created for you to enjoy.
That's right.
And
I know,
for you to enjoy.
Yes. I know last time I was up on that mountain and I had worked myself into a frenzy, you know, because that's a lot of work. I was outside on the deck and there was a bunch of deer there playing, laughing, and I got my little phone and videotaped it, and it was so much fun watching these deer play, and I caught a little bit of it on video, and it just made my day just to watch them, not to interfere with them, not try to feed them, not do any of that, but just interacting with them made my day. It made all my work wonderful. And you were talking about recovering from this weekend. I know Monday morning I went to rise my body out of the bed and it did not respond. I was so tired. So, you know, everything was physically catching up. Now, my brain was still, hey, let's do this, let's do that. And my body was like, tomorrow. And so I got a chance to get a little extra rest in. But, you know, one thing that I'm going to say, another tool, another technique for managing through the difficulties is we still have to take care of ourselves. We will allow worry to keep us up all night, and then our brains are spinning. We will allow worry to either allow us, or we use that as an excuse to eat too much or eat not enough, you know. And so when my schedule gets packed and my schedule gets difficult, I'm not going to eat. Oh, I'll eat later. I'll do this later. And that's not healthy. So it's like, you know, we have to make sure that as we're going through this difficult time that we don't cheat ourselves. Don't cheat sleep. You need sleep. You need rest. You know, don't cheat eating the wrong things or not eating at all. You know, these are easy ways that our bodies get worn down. And we can find ourselves in bigger trouble, you know, adding to the difficulties. A lot of times in this world, and I work with a lot of people, a lot of times in this world, we make our problems bigger than what they really are because we are adding to the difficulties. We don't want to see it for what it is. Because when we do, we find out a lot of times that we contributed to this a little bit, just a tiny little bit, a little bit. So so we don't want to really admit that. So we don't want to look at it square in the eye. And so we spend time running from the difficulty rather than, like you said, maybe spend some time trying to identify what is the problem. What is the problem? And really, how do we fix it? Because I don't know what staying up all night worrying about it is going to do when it comes to fixing the problem. I don't know what eating the whole half gallon of ice cream is going to solve by, you know, and that's not going to fix the problem. We're creating additional challenges to what we already have. Yes. Yes. And sometimes we do that on purpose. It's like, well, I'm comfortable with that problem. I know that problem. So I don't mind being over there. That's not it. That's not positive. That's not mature. You know, one thing you keep saying, Sister Faith, is 20 years ago, this is a different conversation. I mean, for me, 5 years ago, this would be a different conversation. You know, I don't mind blowing things up. You know, I got a temper, and if you go too far, I have to correct you, okay? But as life has taught me, there's so much. As life has taught me, as life has regulated me, I've learned some other tools in dealing with these difficulties, even the ones like throw up your hands and walk away, you know. No matter what you do, you know, we have to find positive solutions and not solutions that are going to create more challenges.
More challenges, exactly. And this is where precise language comes in.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah.
What we speak, is so it is. You know, when you think about the power of your words and what you utter aloud, it becomes your reality. And so we have to be very mindful, even in anger, because we're it's a natural emotion. It's a natural thing to get angry or upset. But we have to be mindful of the words we speak, especially in anger. Sister Unique loves to tell this story about me sending this lady to hell. I did it. And she talks about how, you know, I was that upset. I was that irritated with her that I said she could go straight there. And Unique says, oh, hold on. I felt the gates open. Wait a minute. I'm right here. And I had to pull it back because I realized that, oh, yes, my words are very dangerous. What I say is very important, and so I have to be very mindful of that and not just saying the first thing that comes to my mind. Whether it's easier when you're calm, but when you're upset or you know, moved in any kind of way, we really have to be careful of the words that we allow to fly out of our mouth. We speak life and death, power of the tongue. And I had to, that is not an easy lesson to learn. You know, it's when we're honest with ourselves, we can say, I caused this. I caused this disruption in my life because I did not control me. I did not stop myself from going too far. You know, I just was trying to win. I wanted to make sure the point was driven all the way home. I needed it to be clear. But as spiritualists, as spiritual people having a human experience, spirits having a human experience, we have to remember that we have been given a divine power, speak life into others, ourselves, and situations. And so precise language is very important, even when you're dealing with feelings, you know.
I'm in my feelings, I look, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what's that got to do with anything? But I had to stop and think. I was like, and I know you were like, why did I tell her of all people that? But I was like,
and I was like, well, besides that.
You know, it is always good. You know, I always do my Marco every now and again. And if you ever gotten a Marco text, everyone knows what the answer is. The answer is, let me know where you are. Where are you at?
Mm-hmm.
I can't, you know, I want to hear you. I want to feel you. I want to know what's going on. And so, you know, that is a great way of knowing where we are. But, you know, I'm going to go get the rope. I'm going to pull you out because that's not where we belong. You know, that might be where we are, but that's not where we belong. But my dear Sister Faith, we got callers that would like to speak. And if you would like to
one of these callers,
okay, that want to join us, all you have to do is press 1. That lets me know, hey, you know, we want to join the conversation. And I would love to have people join in the conversation because me and Sister Faith do this all night, okay, every other night. Mm-hmm. And we're building and stuff. But let us know kind of where you're at. You know, this is our Marco right here. We're kind of reaching out to people, you know, how and trying to give some insight how to manage through these difficulties, you know, what tools and techniques. So I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick.
Okay.
Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. Peace. Greetings.
Oh, greetings.
Hey. Great show, man. You guys are covering some dynamic topics. Now I'd like to add my little bit, share and contribute, if I may. One, I love the whole thing of precision of language, a whole study on it. You were talking to someone who, you know, was on a language restriction. And really, I thank God, I celebrate the ancestors for it. When I found out that my voice and my words were part of my identity, then I began exactly what you were saying, Faith, the power of it and precision of language. And one of the things I'd like to add to it is, like, you know, to me, it's about what Sister Faith was touching on is being clear and being concise. But my whole thing is being in as few words as possible. And the way that we accomplish that is by judging our intentions. We know people who serve doo-doo with honey. They use the sweetest words, and you walk away still feeling hurt and insulted. So it's not, you know, precision of language isn't just the words you use. It's the intention behind the words. Are you truly seeking a solution? Are you coming in peace-seeking a peaceful resolution and some type of answer to a issue? You know, are you coming in to nitpick and fight and to hurt and to maim? So one of the things, and I won't get into this whole study of precision in the language, but I just wanted to throw that one aspect out there is judging the intentions of what you mean. You know, words can be, we all have known people who have, if we have in ourselves, served razor blades with the cake. So, you know, the word thing. Yeah. Secondly, I wanted to touch on, we're talking about, guys are talking about, in the times of hardships, what are some of the tools you use to manage? And I think you touched on it with this COVID. They had taken one of my tools. And I dare to say one of the tools in the Black community, and that's fellowship. That is fellowship. My primary base faith, for those that know me, is Islam. And fellowship is such a part that there is a day called the Day of Gathering, Friday. You know, it's called the Day of Gathering. So fellowship, a time to be with brothers and sisters and to rejuvenate and to lay eyes on one another. This is the opportunity to realize, hey, man, you know, Brother Bilal is not looking so good, physically or psychologically. You know, where's Sister So-and-so? Where are the babies? Where the, you know, so a part of my tool to manage my hardships is fellowshipping and being aware of other people's hardships. Maybe we can get through them together. Maybe there's an answer in mind, is there, and we will weather this storm together. So, you know, fellowship is one of mine.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Appreciate
Amen.
It. Thank you.
And it's important. Amen. It's important. Thank you so much for sharing. And good to hear from you.
It's good to be heard
so
from.
Important. It's so super duper important that we spend the time checking with each other. You know, a lot of times we wear our difficulties on our shoulders. You know, like Brother Ibrahim said, it's easy to look at somebody in the face and be able to see you're not coping well. You know, when they say the eyes are the mirrors to the soul, you can literally look at people and see whether they're managing this well or not. And a lot of us are not. And so, we have our individual tools, but as a community, you know, Sister Faith, we were talking about our coworkers, you know what I'm saying, our work family. It's so important that we have each other to rely
on. That's right.
And right now, we don't. We've been pulled apart. So, you know, be aware of that. be aware of that. And then something that Ibrahim said, got to talk about. I already have it written down as a note. We adults, and I'm talking to the parents or anyone that has a youth that they're involved with, children are going through difficulties as well. They
yes,
don't
they
see their friends in school. They're kind of stuck and hemmed up in the house. You know, even if during the summertime they would get to go to the pool or get to go to grandma's mm-hmm. house or something, they don't. Their options are even fewer than ours as adults. So we have mm-hmm. to recognize that our little people, our young people, they're really, really struggling as well. And if we can take the time, every young person I've had a chance to speak and to be around, I ask them, how are you doing being at home all the time? And they're like, well, I like not being in school, but I would like to also be somewhere else, you know. And so we have to get a pulse on our youth and find out where they are. Don't let them, you know, stay in their rooms playing video games too long, because they're mm-hmm. isolating even within an isolation situation, you know. So they're taking their isolation, you know, even further. That's not healthy mm-hmm. for them. And so we have to, but they don't know it. So we have mm-hmm. to help them understand, no, you can't stay locked up in your room 24/7. We got to work on that. And so let's take a moment to think about the kids and how we can be helpful to them as well, okay?
Yeah, please make sure you're checking in. One of the things that
yes.
my children are very different, all three of them are very different individuals, but I do a check-in with them of, okay, let's talk about where we are right now. You know,
yeah.
My youngest one is an artist, so she'll go hold up in a room because she's gotten inspiration and she's painting. She's making beautiful items, but sometimes she can get lost in her world of painting.
Yes.
And so I
yes.
need her to come back and to remember that there's other humans that live here
yeah.
and talk about inspiration that's caused a few of her pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then also with my son, he's in his gaming world. He's free. He's done all his work. He knows that he has this time. But I need him to disconnect from the matrix so that he can
yes.
communicate with those around him. You know,
yes.
remember that, you know, Pokemon or whatever game he's playing is a game, and we are
yes.
still in the real world. And I need you to deal with me in this. I need
yes.
to see you. I need you to get some sunlight. Can we go outside and get
yes.
some vitamin D and kick the soccer ball around?
That's right.
And then my oldest, you know, she is fine. She's
mm-hmm.
happy by herself. She's okay with that. The isolation is not an issue for her. But just to make sure that her mindset isn't rearing off track, even though she's in the
right.
house, she can make her own decisions. But her mindset doesn't rear off track and find herself in a world of distractions that
yeah.
are not going to do her any good. So the check-ins are so important for the young people, especially at this time.
Yeah.
I make it a point to, okay, it's time to connect. It's family time. And then there's individual
mm-hmm.
one-on-one time with each of them. So I hope that
That's
people
right.
are doing that
That's
because
right.
it's very important.
And just like we have to do the check-in, we also need people to kind of wave to us a little bit, okay? Don't make it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it hard for us to see. You know, if you're having a difficult time, and I do get this call, and every time I get it, I'm always like, I'm not glad for the problem, but I'm glad that you thought the solution was to reach out to me. So now let's
mm-hmm.
work from here. Okay, let's do this. Let's do that. And so, you know, wave to people if you're drowning. You know, don't sit here and suffer in silence. And don't feel no kind of way because you're having a difficult moment. We all,
mm-hmm.
everyone, every human has difficult moments. We all have moments that are intense or Just, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I could use an ear. I could use, you know, a shoulder to lean on. I could use that. And so we have to make sure that we're opening ourselves up enough to be able to have these things going on, and so that we're not making it hard for people to come and get us, okay?
Yes.
Because everybody is going to need help. And one thing I love about A Wonderful Approach is I have seen this in action. I have seen the call go out, and within minutes, answers, you know, where people are really there for each other and in such a sincere, genuine kind of way. I've seen it. And so I feel good and comfortable knowing that within our organization, if you wave your hand, help is coming. You're going to get this. Just a faith, I'd like to run to the phone lines again if you got two more minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. How are you guys doing?
We are well. And who do I have the privilege of speaking with?
You're speaking to Zakiya.
All right.
Or Kiki.
Zakiya.
Hello.
Seeing you this weekend. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
It was a wonderful weekend. I'm so glad
definitely
you came out and spend time.
Very much happy as well. I was very excited, and it's one of the things that influenced my tools that I'm going to be sharing with everybody, or my one tool, if anything. But the tool that I would say that people should use during the COVID and everything with us having to stay in the house as a young person, I would say the tool of self-realization. Coming in tune into who you are personally and how basically trying to plan for the future. You have all the time in the world being stuck inside the house and things like that. If anything, you should at least have the chance to find more ways to resolve issues with yourself and come out and be a better person to be able to resolve worldwide issues or conversational matters and things like that, and how to communicate better with people as you've learned how to respect yourself enough to respect other people the same way as well.
Awesome. You know, I want one thing that I suggest that all people do, especially young people, is that they get into the habit of writing things out. Journaling, diary, whatever you want to call it, there has to be a way to get that information from inside you to out and find a way for you to have that release so that you can say, okay, you know, I am at least acknowledging this is going on. I'm going to acknowledge I'm here with this situation. I'm not going to find any ways to hide it, but I'm going to find ways at least to expose it to myself, you know. So I want to ask, do you do any journaling?
I used to. I'm trying to, like, slowly get back into it, but I used to do a lot of poetry and a lot of journaling as well. I did a lot of both.
That's very good. That's very good. And also, you know, one thing, even when it comes to hard times, me thinking back on hard times helps me to appreciate where I am now. Sometimes, you know, those hard times, if all they do is give us a starting point to say, whew, I'm glad I'm not there, you know, that is a wonderful reflective tool because I've done it. I'm so glad I'm not there. I'm so glad I have evolved to over here. Things may not be perfect, but I got something to hold on to, you know. And so writing helps us to see that, where we are as opposed to where we were. So now's a good time to start that. Get back into it. All right. Well, it's important. It takes time. It takes time. And people are like, oh, I'm so busy. Guess what? You're not too busy to start your healing. You know, you're not too busy to do the things that are important for you / to you. So we have to get into the habit of pouring that out, you know?
Definitely.
Well, my dear, it was wonderful seeing you last weekend, and I hope to see you again very soon, okay?
Me as well. I was very excited.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Perfect. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Sweetie. Little sweetie. Mm-hmm. all this feminine energy. Oh, my God.
Yes. that, you know, how mature that is. How many adults are not having self-actual or realizations, you know?
Yeah.
How many grown people are not even thinking that this is exactly who I am in this very moment in time, you know?
Yeah.
That's so mature, and I appreciate her.
It is.
The freshness of it.
I do. I remember Ibrahim had a centering practice he used to do, and that was good for identifying the things that belong to him. Because sometimes what we're feeling doesn't even belong to us. It's not even ours. But you won't know that until you have gone through the idea of, hey, what is this? Why do I feel this way? Where did this come from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so once we start having those very real conversations about what it is, why it is, how do we fix it, you know, once we start having those conversations, then we can start with the healing process.
Yeah.
So I got another caller I'd like to grab, and I'm so thankful for my callers out there because
you
get to bring in other perspectives for us. You know, me and Sister Faith, we've had this conversation. You know, we're passionate, we're ready, but every time somebody calls in, they give us that little different angle, and we're like, man, I hadn't thought about the kids. You know, I hadn't thought about this. I never think about fellowship. It's so important that comes out because my head is down and I'm working. So speaking about the physical fatigue, you know, our body versus our spirit versus our mind.
Yeah.
And sometimes in my family and within my own self, it's a battle. It's versus, you know, it's the epic rap battle. Spirit versus body, okay?
All right,
so,
now.
I mean, I don't know which one's always going to win. So, you know, as we're going through this, you know, I want to normalize, actually, difficulty. I don't want a difficult moment to surprise anybody. It's a part
of
life. Now, how we handle it, that tells us who we are.
Yes.
That's how we know who we really are. And even more, when you handle it and there's no one watching, when you think no one's going to notice how you handle it, that's who you are. That's who you are in the core. And so we need to understand those things. So I'm going to grab this caller real quick, and then we're going to go into a little bit more of the techniques. Greetings, welcome to the show.
Peace, Alafia, how are you, ladies?
Hey, Alafia, how are you?
Alafia.
That's
all you
can write
about
me now.
I'm not joking, you bastards. I'm not joking, y'all. I'm just saying.
Well, I think this is just a great topic, interesting topic coming from you ladies, because I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm the one that's like, but my feelings, you're like, okay, but so, to hear y'all talking about feelings, I'm like, wow, please take notes, every family. This doesn't happen. to piggyback on what Zakiya was saying earlier, which was so beautiful to hear. Miles of Bays, this is
Amen.
A great for you to really sit back and plan for your future. And
that's
it's so
right.
interesting because we think that we can't plan for the future because we don't know what the future is. However, you know, that's when you have to step out on faith, you know,
yes.
because that's when you have to, that's where that blind faith comes in at. Because if
mm-hmm.
anything you're in control of, you're in control of yourself. So
right.
there are things that we see that's coming. You just have to be willing to be prepared for that. You know, you have to look at the situation that we're in right now and see how you can benefit from it and how you
mm-hmm.
can turn all these lemons that you have into lemonade. And if anybody
mm-hmm.
can do it, we can do it. And we've
that's
done
right.
it. And our ancestors have done it. And there's nothing
that's
new
right.
under the sun. It has been done before. So this is a great time for you to make plans, because if you're making plans, that means you're looking for something positive to happen in your life.
Yeah.
You're putting
mm-hmm.
out in the world where you're changing the story. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there are times when I click on to, I'm getting ready to go on a site, and it's like, do you want to get the updated COVID news? I don't. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
I'm good.
Yes.
I'm good.
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to keep. That's not to say I don't want to be aware of what's going on around me. But sometimes when
right.
you continuously feed those things into your soul, I have people
yes.
and y'all think this. I mean, I understand that people are home and you don't get a chance to see your coworkers. But think about them coworkers you were seeing. You know what I'm saying? I still
mm-hmm.
go to work, and sometimes I'll be like, can you take a day off? Because you're getting on my nerves. You know? Like, I mean, and I work in healthcare, so, you know, I'm always seeing, it was a pleasure to see people this weekend that wasn't covered from head to toe, and I couldn't,
yes.
I couldn't see you at all. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
I had the opportunity
yes.
to see people. But to be at work and people are just, oh my God, da 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 da. You know, I work in a healing
yeah.
environment, and you can't
yeah.
heal others if you're complaining, scared,
yes.
fear. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
All of this is a tactic to break you down. People don't understand that when you're in fear, it attacks your body mentally as well as physically. You know, we can't always operate different adrenaline. So if you are at home, use this as an opportunity to plan for your future. Look for bigger and better things. And if it's not,
mm-hmm.
and if you need someone to speak that into your life, I had somebody tell me today, I just need some tell me this weekend, every now and then I just need some positive reinforcement. You know, and I was
mm-hmm.
like, okay, well, let me call you out and be like, what? Thumbs up. You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully
mm-hmm.
because we do need each other. How we're going to interact with each other might be different, but don't allow this to keep you from doing it. Even though it might not be the same, we can't get caught up on the fact that it's not the same anymore. We have to
right.
move with the time. We're going to change with it. You know, but we're going to have to make
right.
us some good lemonade out there or some lemon water, whatever we need to do. But we can make something out of this and let it be positive.
Absolutely. Well, actually, I have a question for you, Sister Unique, if I can borrow you for 2 minutes.
You can borrow me.
Okay. So you are this joy guru, right? That's your department. You're supposed to manage that. So
that's what I've been with a young lady
just this afternoon, and she was saying how because she can't get in contact with her joy center, she can't create, you know, she feels stifled, she's not able to move forward, and I was like, okay, you need a routine and a ritual that will help you stay and get in contact with your joy center no matter what. So
that's right.
Do you have one of those routines, rituals, however, that you utilize that helps you connect with your joy center? Because we can lose that.
Okay. I sure do. sleep. Butterflies in the sky. I can fly by sky. Take a look. My nurses hated me when I sung it, but I guess what? Right when I left out, they were singing that song. You know why? I'm going to sing a song.
Anything.
That's right. Find something. Find something. Think about that song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Think about something. A lot of times we have to go back to our childhood when we were free and we didn't have to worry about who's going to pay the bills. What made you happy? It was eating cereal and watching the Cookie Monster. Think about that. You know what I'm saying? If it was the electric company, think about that. You know what I'm saying? There's something in your life that brought you joy at one time. You can find that. And if it's just that little thing that puts a smile on your face, do that. And then after that, say thank you. It all goes back to gratitude. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, because while you're saying you're not homeless, and if you are, you may not have your own home, but you may have a place to stay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's always a situation where it could be worse, but it's not. Yeah. You know? So find something. If it's just a little smidget, it's in there because you had it before. I've had it before, and then it's buried. So it's time to dig it out. What we might call silly is not silly. You know what I'm saying? Laugh out loud. Have a song. I wake up sometimes with songs, and I'm just like, okay, that's my theme song for today. I say everybody should have a theme song. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Find you a theme song. You know, learn a new hobby. Learn how to crochet. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to sew something. Do something that you didn't have time to do before that you can put your energy into. You know what I'm saying? Move your hands because when you got that stuff going on in your mind and you make your hands start moving, it starts going into your hand. Next thing you know, made a chain 6 feet long and now you're like, I don't know what to do. We'll go back across. You know what I'm saying? Go back across. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, you got you a blanket. But find something. Yeah, I say always go back to that, a place in your childhood where you had something, some type of joy, a nice song, you know, a memory or something, and focus on that. And that will give you a bouncing board, you know, to something to spring off of. Above.
Awesome. Yes, thank you so much. That's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you so much for sharing that go-to, okay?
Right.
And I will look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, same here.
Thank you. Oh, Sister Faith, I don't know what kind of time warp we hit, but I can't believe we are on the other side of 9 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
What is your go-to? I'm going to share mine in a second. But I would love to hear, what is your go-to? What do you think, what's that thing that can pull you out of just about anything?
Blasting music. So if I'm in, and it's not any kind of music, it's the worst kind. It's trap music.
What?
Yes, it's trap music. If I'm ready to write, or if I'm going to sit down to pen a story, or I'm going, let's say I have to go to a facility and actually work, all the way there to keep me motivated through the day, I might listen to some old T.I. trap music. I don't know why that motivates me, but it takes me to this place where I got to get this work in. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm hyped.
Okay.
I've gotten in trouble plenty of days of pulling into a nursing home parking lot blasting trap music. Can you please turn your music down before you get in the lot? Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. Trap music.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I know for me, my go-to, I don't care how bad the day has been. I don't care who said what fly to me, whatever. My thing, the thing that gets me across is comedy. I have all but memorized Richard Pryor's Eulogy as an album, okay?
Wait a minute.
That's funny. No, it's not spiritual. I'm sorry. It's not school bad words. It's all kind of little innuendo.
And you
talk
about my trap music.
Bad. That, look, when you said it, that's what made me laugh. I was like, okay, here we go. Richard Pryor brings tears to my eyes. He's so funny. No amount of mad can outlast Richard Pryor. No amount.
That's
I don't
right.
care what happened. And there's been many a day where I've been at work, you know, behavior hell, dealing with some interesting individuals, and I got to go look at Mudbone, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, laughter is medicine for me, and I love to laugh. Even during the show, sometimes if I go back and listen, I'm like, what was I just giggling on? And so there's certain times and places where, you know, that laughter is just healing. It's healing.
Yeah.
And so Richard Pryor, Eulogy, I know it practically by heart now. And it is my go-to. It's just, it helps me to not take nothing seriously. You know, this man is a comedic genius. And at that point, it's like, is it really that bad? You know what I'm saying? Can we go past our own personal feelings? Can we get out the feelings and get into your funny bone for a second? So, you know, I love to hear these different coping mechanisms because somebody's going to have a bad day. You know, someone's going to have a day beyond words. And I've gone through that with some people where I didn't even have no good words to say, and I got tons of good words. So once I've run out of good words, there ain't no good words to say. And I'm like, you know what? After we say this prayer, we got to laugh a little bit, okay? Even if it's at ourselves. I've had arguments with people and then turned right around and laughed with them, okay? Because I'm like, hey, I'm not going to let this argument be bigger and more powerful than, you know, my spirit. Let's laugh at this for a second. It doesn't have to be so dramatic and traumatic. So that's my go-to. No matter what, Richard Pryor gets me all day. So, these are just little things. Breathing, family, you'd be surprised. Breathing and exercising, getting that good sweat out, that can make a big difference in depression or a sadness, a moment, you know. So don't sit in that house, in the covers, under the blanket for days and days and weeks. No, don't do it. After
open
done,
the blind. Let the sun in.
Yes.
Open the window.
Yes.
Air it out. You can't stay there.
Go shower, you know. I mean, after 3 days, if you have found yourself not leaving your room, not leaving your bed, not wanting to talk, not wanting to eat, then we have a bigger problem. So we need to talk about it. And we need to talk about it.
That's another tool. Yeah, that's another tool that I share with a dear friend of mine. If they haven't heard from me in 3 days or I haven't heard from them in 3 days, there's a phone call and or text. And sometimes you can't answer the phone. I haven't heard from you in 3 days and you can't answer the phone. But you better respond to my text message. And that's an understanding that we have. Aware, hey, I haven't heard from you this week so far. What's going on? You good? You know, and sometimes, I've just been busy. I'm preparing for this or I'm preparing for that, or I've been doing these several different things. But there have also been times where I was feeling kind of low and I wasn't quite able to pinpoint it, but that reach out made me remember, I have a lifeline. And let me use it at this very moment in time. I need to use my lifeline. You know, when you have that, it makes life a lot more. And it can't just be any lifeline. It has to be someone that is going to give you an even exchange of energy.
Yes.
It has to be someone who's willing to pour into you the same way you're going to pour into them. You know, one cup may be full and overflowing because we believe in the overflow. And the other may be half empty. And so that overflow is not for you. It's for those around you. And so you have to be able to give just as well as you receive. And so it's really important.
That's right.
And I'm grateful for my go-to person that is going to check on me if they haven't heard from me in 3 days. I appreciate that. And it's a blessing in my life, you know. And sometimes we know that Mama 7 is busy and she's talking to 1,000 people. But sometimes we also reach out and say, how are you doing? No, how are you really doing? Because because of the fact that you're always giving from your overflow, and we just want to make sure that you are full as well. You know, so
Absolutely. That's
another one of the tools to use during difficult times. That everybody has to know that they're not alone in this, and we are all working collectively and individually towards the goal, and whatever that goal may be for you. Your goal is not necessarily my goal, but if it's to please God, then we have the same goal.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes, I want everyone paying attention to your fast buddies, you know, your God sisters, no matter who you are, where you are in this organization, in your family, in your work life, no matter what, where are the ones that are going to support you? And I always say, make sure they know that they are part of your support team. Make sure they know, okay? So when you call and it's 11 o'clock, it's like, oh, no, got to get that phone call. I got to grab this one real quick because I'm part of her support team, you know?
Yep.
I'm the one they call when things go wrong, so I have to be there. I have to make myself available. And so, you know, it's a big – to me, it's an honor, but it's so very important that all of us see how we play a role in all of our lives, you know. So let's don't underestimate who you are in someone else's life.
That's right.
Don't underestimate that. As we get ready to move into our prayer moment, what is the last thing you'd like to leave people with before – you know, just thinking about difficult times?
They don't last always.
Amen.
Where you are right now, whether it's the most difficult place you've ever been, it won't last always. You know, yesterday is nothing like today, and tomorrow won't be anything like it was for us today. You know, we are always constantly moving forward. And so the difficult moments and the difficult circumstances and situations won't always last. There's no reason to give up the fight now. You have to push on just to see the goodness on the other side of it. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Amen. I mean, that was so eloquently put, you know, and that was the one thing I had to say. Trouble don't last always. You know, so whether you have to oak up, you know, become the big oak tree, or whether you have to willow out and become flexible like the willow and allow yourself to be, you know, flexible in the middle of whatever. See, you have to know the storm and you have to know your strength to know if this is an oak situation or if this is a willow situation. But learn who you are, learn what you need in this moment so that we can move forward in the positive. You know, our whole goal is to survive this. Let's survive it. Let's do well on our tests. Let's make sure that, you know, our peers are doing well. You know, our sisters are doing well. Our brothers are doing well.
Yeah.
You know, check in with people. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot. A lot of this can be done for free. A lot of this can be done from, you know, your bed, taking a 5-minute break at work. Hey, let me check on this. Let me check on that. It doesn't take a whole lot, but it can mean everything to someone. So don't underestimate your power of positivity in someone else's life. Don't underestimate that. My dear Sister Faith, I appreciate you being transparent about where you were and being transparent with others about how do we get out of that place. You know, one thing about us, we don't hide nothing. You know, this is part of a wonderful approach means that you're going to have to get naked up in here, and you're going to have to, you know, say some words, and you're going to have to, you know, because Spirit wants, as the leaders, this is part of what we do. I'm not saying we're always right. I'm saying that as we go through this life, we are willing to stand and be those examples that God has for us, and to learn the lessons that God has for us. And while we're doing this, to grab some blessings along the way as well. So I appreciate your honesty in that, so that we can begin to say, what are the solutions? Because I guarantee you, anything we're going through, I promise you, someone else is going through it. Oh, with no tools. They don't have tools. These phone lines are packed. Okay? That means a lot of people needed to know, what am I supposed to do in the middle of this difficult time? You know, the happy good times, that's fun, that's fine, whatever. But I'm in the middle of something. What am I supposed to be doing? And so, you know, I find it's a blessing for us to be able to share with others those things that helped us get by, you know. Yeah. And so as we are getting ready to end out, I want to give you first choice. If you would like to end in prayer with us, this prayer is so important because for some people where prayer is not a part of their life, this might be the first prayer they've heard in a while. For others, you know, this prayer may inspire them to do a little more research and to think about some of their prayers they had in their childhood, bringing them back to good places and spaces. So I'd like to ask you, would you like to make prayer for the evening?
I sure will. I sure will.
Wonderful.
It's my pleasure.
Wonderful.
Okay, so we ready now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Father, Mother God, we just thank you. My heart is so grateful. I exalt thee. I lift you up. And I praise your name because you have been so good this evening. Throughout this day, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, you have been good to me. I ask that you will continue to remember each and every house that is represented on these phone lines, each and every person who heard the words that left my mouth, Mom Seven's mouth, Brother Ibrahim's life mouth, Sister Kiki's mouth, Sister Unique's mouth. We ask that you will continue to add it as a blessing in each of their lives, that they will not just hear it, but be doers of the words that you allowed to go forth this evening. We ask that you would touch each and every person who's dealing in a difficult moment, on a difficult time, and let them know that you are still with them. You are God all alone. You don't need any help. You don't need anybody to step in. You are the author and the creator of our circumstances. And even in the midst of that, you have given us the tools to move on and to stand firm in you. All things we know work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose and his plan. We know that there's nothing, no good thing that could be withheld from us as long as we are looking to you to lead us and to guide us at the end of this day. We thank you for Mama Seven and a wonderful approach. We thank you for the Block Talk Radio. We thank you for the many young people who are tuning in. We thank you for the adults who are turning back to you, those hearts who are melting from the coldness of this world and are turning back to you, to face you, to reach out to you. We thank you for all the people that we get to fellowship with, even if it's just on the telephone. We thank you for this past weekend and being able to see some of the faces and give some of the hugs and see some of the babies. You have done amazing things. You have blessed us abundantly beyond we could ever imagine. We know that you are in control. And as we go from one day to the next, from one situation to the next, we know that your hand is upon us. And as long as your hand is upon us, we can never fail. We thank you, Almighty. We give you all praise. We honor you. Because we know that with you, all goodness is there, all peace that surpasses all understanding, that no feeling can last forever that is negative in your presence. It must flee. Mm-hmm. So I give you all praise. I thank you. I magnify you. I lift you up. And I say, Ashe, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.